Good morning. We are back. Got some clouds, a little bit of light rain and moving through the area too, and 25 degrees. And yeah, a little bit breezy out there, wind out of the north. Got a little bite to it. Hey, if you are looking to get Holy Week started and your Easter season started, have I got a suggestion for you? Beautiful Easter Cantata. Going to be happening this Saturday and Sunday at St. John's here in Wapton. Community choir and Linda Clint, the director, to talk with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
Doing okay.
So
doing
it's, okay. It is crunch time. We're in the fourth quarter here.
Yeah.
And so everything going along smooth and you're ready for this, Linda?
We'll find out in a few hours. We have our final rehearsal tonight and we'll get all set up and get ready to go. And by the time we leave there, we will be set.
We will be set and ready to go. Now, this tell us a little bit about this cantata. You said this is one of your favorites. Tell me about this.
It's called No Greater Love, Remembering the Death and Resurrection of Jesus. It's a beautiful way, as you said, to start out Holy Week. And the songs just tell the story along with the incredible narration. The story is the last week of Jesus' life here on earth that we know it, or actually he did come back. So let's not forget that. That is our Easter Sunday celebration.
Right.
So it tells the story of the last week. And the songs are just beautiful. They're moving. And this one is a little more of a somber cantata than we have had in the years past. But it's still, well, of course, it's a somber week.
Yeah.
So what was
the hook? What made this one stand out to you a little bit more than, say, maybe the others?
What I like is the storytelling. You know, sometimes you get cantatas that might be more praise and worship rather than storytelling. To me, this one was a storytelling cantata, and I just thought it was very beautiful.
And I agree. The narration is very nice, and the way it flows is very nice too. And to weave that in with the music is going to be great.
Yep.
And this again, I mentioned this too because we're talking about it all day today. It's an ecumenical thing. People of any faith can show up. It's at St. John's, but anybody, you know, they're welcome to.
Absolutely, singers and listeners and anybody who wants to participate anyway, they're welcome to. Absolutely.
And what a great thing to have on Palm Sunday too.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of get us into Holy Week.
Yeah. Historically, our Easter Cantata has been on Palm Sunday. There was a few years way back, I think one year it was flooding, so we couldn't have it on Palm Sunday, but we had it, I think, if I remember correctly, 2 weeks later. And that's maybe the one and only time we had to move it.
What about COVID?
COVID shut us down.
Yeah, shut you in. And so there was nothing going on there.
We missed the cantata for 2 years because of COVID.
We
couldn't gather. And just the time frame, we couldn't gather in the spring. And then the next year, the restrictions still weren't lifted. They were lifted shortly after that.
Okay.
And then we did miss a third year just because of some many, many changes.
Linda, how many years have you been directing?
I started in 2004 as the director, and I skipped 2005 because that was our 20th anniversary. And then Barb came back, and she directed the 2005 one, and then I've been since then.
That cantata's been in really good hands. And and you have built it into something wonderful. And folks, again, if you want to really get into the spirit of the season— I would recommend this. So, again, give us the times, Linda, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday at 7:30 at St. John's Church, and Sunday at 1:30, also St. John's Church.
And a free will donation.
Yep,
Please stop by.
And anything over and above our expenses is going to the Breckenridge Community Center. They do such great things over there for the kids in the
They're
area.
They're a gem, aren't they?
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for all communities, not just Breckenridge, and surrounding areas.
No, their doors are open to everybody,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Adults, too.
All right?
Yep. It's a great place for a little family gathering. So.
You're going to hate me for asking this, but I got to ask this. Are you thinking ahead to next year's cantata already?
Oh, you always do that.
Every year.
You know,
every year.
Yep.
Keep you honest.
Yep. Yep. I've actually been, when I picked this one out, I looked at a few others just to see.
Good stuff.
See
and,
what's out there.
I just like watching you direct.
Oh,
that's part. No, I do. Yeah, and you say that every year, but I just like watching you sink into this. And you really do. I mean, the music kind of overtakes you.
It does because, you know, for me, I listen for the harmonies. And, you know, I'm into the music portion in addition to the storytelling.
Right.
But I listen for the harmonies. And when they hit on, it's just like a chill comes over me.
Right.
It's just... That's how I get into it.
Linda Clint, Feeding the Soul, is what we're talking about. Linda, one more time, Saturday and Sunday.
Yep, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Sunday.
And we're going to be talking about the cantata all day here.
Oh, awesome.
KBMW. Yeah. So,
everybody, please join.
Linda.
Please come and listen.
So great having you in here. Love you, young lady. And take care. And looking forward to this weekend.
All right.
All
can't
right.
wait.
9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.